How you doing, everyone? I'm excited. It's been a long time. Feels like since we had a disappointing loss there in the Frozen Four to Denver. So we've been looking forward to this day for a long time. Our group's excited. Our group's ready to go. We've been on the ice now for over 4 weeks. We have some limited hours, but we've had enough time to get ourselves going and really looking forward to the start of a new year.
Great. We'll open it up to questions. We'll start with Mitch.
Hey, coach. Just wondering if there have been any specific line combos or D pairings that have stood out to you in preseason.
We've changed the lines around a lot because you have a lot of time to play with some different things and look at some different combinations. So we've had a mixing matching kind of all through the preseason here that we've had. The last, I'd say, week and a half, we've had some lines that have kind of stuck together and some D pairs that have stuck together. So we'll start that way tomorrow night. Are you looking for actual combos now, or you want to wait and see tomorrow?
I mean, if you have them.
I haven't 100% made my lineup yet for tomorrow, so I'd rather have you wait and see what it looks like tomorrow night.
We'll go to George.
Coach, another impressive freshman class, highlighted by multiple US NTDP players. Just wondering how you think they've adjusted from going from the program to BU now, where there's, older, more skilled players with more experience.
Yeah, I think they've all of our freshmen have adjusted really well. I think the first week or two, it's a little bit of a feeling out process for them, but they all seem to be doing very well. The National Development Program kids, they have a lot of experience playing against college players. They play 14 or 15 games against NCAA teams the year leading up to coming into college. So I think those guys are adjusted well. So overall, as a whole, the freshman classes look really good.
We'll go to Eli next.
Hey, coach. You guys announced that Quinn Hudson was going to be joining the leadership group. Can you maybe talk a little about what went into that decision, kind of what you've seen from him to make that, decision to give him the A?
Yeah, we talked as a staff, going into the preseason. We had co-captains with Shane and Ryan Green, and we had Devin Kaplan as an assistant captain. And we talked about if someone emerges through the preseason, we'd like to add another assistant captain just so we had two C's and two A's. And Quinn is just from day one of the preseason, he's just done everything right on and off the ice. The way he's kind of worked, prepared, his competitiveness, and he's been a big part of our team the last couple of years. Big reason why we went to two Frozen Fours. So he's earned it. He has an understanding of what the expectations of what and the standards that we have here. So he earned it, and it was unanimous from our staff. Not even only the coaches. Like we talked to the strength coach, we talked to equipment managers, we talked to everyone about it, and he stood out and very well deserved, and I'm really happy for him.
Devorah, go ahead.
Hi, Coach. So going off of the leadership group, I'm curious with all of the leadership from last year leaving, what was the decision-making process like for this new leadership group? And what was the process like because there's no seniors on the squad?
Well, we always at BU, even when I went here, we're talking a long time ago. The players, we have a player vote at the end of the season. And so you're voted by your peers. And that's how we do it. And that's how Ryan, Shane, and Cappy were voted there. And like I said, we decided to add another one. Quinn was in some of those votes as well, so that was part of it too. But that's how it's always been. Those guys, I think, just again talking about Cappy and Greeny, have been here for this is going on their third year. A lot of experience, gone to two Frozen Fours. Shane, I know he's only a sophomore. I think he's the first sophomore to be actually wear a C at Boston University. But Shane's been on the Boston University team for 20 years now, or 21 since he was born. So he knows what it's all about. So it's just been earned through these guys doing things the right way over their time here.
Rick, go ahead.
Coach, your defensive core is primarily sophomores and freshmen. Well, four NHL picks, and I guess another one is likely to be a high pick. What challenge does their youth present for you?
Yeah, no question. Our D core is on the younger side. You know, we still have some experience back there with you know, Gavin and Tom played big minutes for us last year. Braden Engham, coming from Lowell, has played 4 full seasons in Hockey East. I don't know exactly how many games he's played. He's probably upwards of 140, 150 games. So he has a lot of experience. Yeah, I think early on we're going to have to, there's going to be some growing pains with our D core. So we're anticipating that a little bit. We've seen them make strides since we've started day one in the preseason. So, you know, it's part of it. We got a younger D core, and that's where we're at, but a very talented D core. So I'm looking forward to seeing them play.
George, go ahead.
Coach, when it comes to Cole Eiserman, so many people talk about the goal scoring, the record at the program. You've been with him for a long time. What are other things that he can do that are going to help this team get back to the Frozen Four and win a national championship?
Well, his work ethic is very good. He can really skate too. He can push D back to create space for himself. So I think his speed's a factor. So he's looked very good. He's looked even better the last 3 or 4 days. I think he's getting excited to get the season started, like all our guys are. So I'm anticipating he's going to have a great season.
All right, I'll take a couple more. We'll start with Eli, and then we'll go to Devorah.
On the three new coming transfers, Billy, Matt, and Braden, can you maybe talk a little about how they've kind of grown and adapted into the system here, and kind of how the veterans and the returners have kind of welcomed them in?
Yeah, they're very easy to welcome in. You know, they came in this summer to train with our guys, and you know, all three of them work really hard. So that's a start right there. I think they gained instant respect from their teammates. They've all, you know, definitely no question an adjustment for especially Braden and Matt, coming from completely different systems and how they played. So, and Matt's a centerman, and in our system, the centerman has a lot of responsibility. So it's been a little bit of a learning curve for him, and he's getting better at it every day. And same with Braden playing a different system where he came from. It's a little bit of an adjustment for a defenseman. But again, like we've had enough time now where they're really starting to show that they're understanding how we want to play. So it's been great. And Billy being, you know, coming from Division III, it's probably a little bit different, the pace of the game. But he's been great. And I think Billy understands his role on our team, and that's important.
Devorah, go ahead.
So with Lane and Macklin leaving, they were obviously your top two leading goal scorers. How do you anticipate the team is going to adjust in, I guess, for lack of a better word, picking up their slack?
I think we're going to do it by committee. I think we have a lot of guys that are capable of scoring goals. You know, Quinn Hudson back, he's, you know, other than Macklin, who's now gone, I mean, he's been our leading scorer the last 2 years. He has the most goals over the last 2 seasons. So we expect to get production from him. And we expect other guys to pick up their production. And sometimes when you lose a guy like Macklin, who, you know, gets a lot of ice times and is putting in certain spots, you're going to see other guys emerge when they get maybe more of a chance and more opportunity. So that's what we expect from our group. And we're very deep up front. So I think all four of our lines are very capable of scoring. So I think we're going to do it by committee this year.
All right, we're going to go to Mitch and then to Eric to close it out.
Coach, last year the regular season home opener wasn't until the end of October. This year you start off the season with 3 straight regular season home games in the exhibition. What difference does it make to kind of settle into the season at home primarily?
Yeah, I think it's always fun for the group to get a chance to start at home in front of your home fans, the excitement. So I think it's great for us. I feel like we're comfortable playing at Aganis. You know, clearly we got some new guys. It's going to be their first time, but the rest of our group is comfortable playing in front of our home fans. We're really looking excited. I mean, really looking forward to it. And it's supposed to be a great crowd tomorrow night. So hopefully we're ready to go.